This is PWDA News, December 2019, Issue 1. A message from the President. Would you like to work at PWDA? We're currently advertising professional trainers to help deliver our disability rights and awareness training across New South Wales and Queensland. PWDA is a proud employer of people with disability, and people with disability are strongly encouraged to apply for these positions. Find out more below and on our website. David Abello, PWDA President. Latest news. PWDA have released a series of short videos to tell people about who we are, how to get involved, and share some of the work we do. These videos make our website more accessible by providing information in a variety of formats. Our most recent videos have been about the social model of disability and how to get help from PWDA. You can watch them on our YouTube channel. Don't forget to click the CC button in the bottom right of the video if you'd like to watch with closed captions. We also have a playlist of audio-described versions of these videos. Last week, we live-tweeted the Disability Royal Commission public hearing on group homes in Victoria at PWD Australia. We've also updated the DRC Hub on our website with more information about housing and disability rights, and a new housing section in our Jargon Buster. Please let us know if there are any terms in particular you'd like us to expand on for our next Jargon Buster update. In further Royal Commission news, the Disability Royal Commission Legal Service has launched their new website. This free and independent legal service can help people who want to tell their story to the Royal Commission. Check out their fact sheets and frequently asked questions. The Royal Commission has also released its Accessibility and Inclusion Strategy, which outlines the Commission's principles for engagement with people with disability. It commits to putting people with disability first in everything the Commission does and explains how. The strategy was released in draft form for public consultation in August. This current version reflects feedback from the community. The strategy will be reviewed and updated periodically throughout the duration of the Royal Commission. You can find the Accessibility and Inclusion Strategy and an easy-read version on the DRC website. People can provide feedback at any time. The Disability Royal Commission has promised to launch a new website with improved accessibility in January 2020. Students with disability living on the New South Wales border will have more options when it comes to transport to schools in the ACT, Victoria or Queensland, under a new New South Wales Government initiative. One of our advocates has been working on this issue for some time. Parents wishing to apply for free cross-border assisted travel for their child in 2020 should do so before the end of the 2019 school year through the interstate school their child will be enrolled at. Connect with people with disability. Spread the word about your disability-related product or service. Click here to find out more about purchasing ad space in PWDA newsletters. Have your say. SANE Australia's National Stigma Report Card Project will examine for the first time how Australians living with complex mental illness experience a range of issues across a comprehensive domain, including housing, education, employment, health services, and media representation to help drive positive change. A National Stigma Report Card will be created from a comprehensive survey of 7,000 Australians living with complex mental illness about the experiences of their journey. This is the largest survey of its kind conducted in Australia to date. Click here to find out more and take the survey. Children and Young People with Disability Australia, or CIDA, are conducting a survey about the experiences of young people with disability after school, and would like to hear from young people with disability who are over the age of 15 about their post-school transition. If you would like to complete the survey, you can find it here. The Disability Royal Commission is looking for responses to their issues paper on group homes until 28th of February 2020. They are also still looking for responses to their issues paper on education and learning until 20th of December. You can read both issues papers and find out how to send in your thoughts on the Royal Commission website. The Productivity Commission draft report on mental health is also available for feedback. It makes a number of significant recommendations, including on the NDIS and the need for stable housing for people with psychosocial disabilities. You are invited to examine the draft report and to make written submissions by Thursday, 23rd of January 2020. Do you need help? Call Wayfinder Hub toll-free on 1-800-843-929. Opportunities. People with Disability Australia are looking to build their team across New South Wales and Queensland to deliver on training on disability awareness and the rights of people with disabilities. This training is delivered to people with disability, service providers, not-for-profit and government organizations, and the wider community. Our training packages are developed by people with disability and therefore bring a unique perspective. As a result, PWBA training is in demand, and as such, we are looking to build a pool of passionate trainers in 2020. Many of our trainers are people with disability, and people with disability are strongly encouraged to apply for these positions. Training and mentoring will be provided to successful applicants. Find out more on our website. Applications are open until 9 a.m. Monday, 13th of January, 2020. Intopia helps create apps and technology that are accessible to as many people as possible by connecting businesses to people with disability who use assistive technology. Intopia are looking for people with disability to give feedback on accessibility of online systems, apps, and information. Participants will be paid for their time, and transport costs for up to $50 each way will be covered with receipts. Click here to register. Rebuilding Tomorrow is an anthology of post-apocalyptic fiction with a focus on disabled characters. Submissions are open through January, and accepted authors will be paid 8 cents per word USD. Find out more from 12th Planet Press. Community announcements. The National Awards for Disability Leadership were presented on Tuesday, 3rd of December. Congratulations to all 7 winners. These awards reflect what is important to disabled people and the ways that we are affecting change and pursuing equality for our community. They recognize outstanding achievements by individuals or disabled people's organizations who have significantly contributed to advancing the status of disabled people. Synapse, Australia's brain injury organization, have launched a new website for their comprehensive brain injury information hub. The Brain Injury Hub provides information for people who have a brain injury and carers, and has been designed to feature information at key times after injury. Find out more in their media release. Women with Disability Victoria have released a series of videos called Do Your Thing. These are a series of short vignettes celebrating a diverse group of women with disabilities across Victoria, focusing on their work, passions, and connections with their community. 1 in 5 podcast explores some of the most complex issues facing people with disability today, gives voice to people with disability, and asks about their experiences with employment, housing, the law, supporting families, and early intervention. A range of experts, including people with disability, researchers, and people working in the sector, talk about what we can do to improve the lives of people with disability. Fragile X Association of Australia's 5-minute film Stuart X, by local Sydney filmmaker Bolt Upton, is now online. It is the story of Stuart Iredale, born in the 50s before Fragile X was known, and a time in which intellectual disability was poorly understood. Stuart's family and the Fragile X Association hope that the film will raise awareness about the widespread need for better diagnosis, understanding, and services for people with an intellectual disability. Latest disability news from ABC News, Disability Royal Commission. 6 key takeaways from the public hearing this week. From Australian Associated Press, disability support provider rules relax. From Crikey, nothing about us without us in Disability Royal Commission. Sign up for PWD Australia's daily media roundup and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox. You can find us online at pwd.org.au, on Twitter as PWD Australia, on Facebook as pwd.australia, and on Instagram as PWD Australia. Thanks for listening.